They got the, what? We got the, what?
You've got Reed.
Welcome to the Readcast, podcasting from the cabin on IRC with your host, Gabe Kangas, and the cast of IRCers from the channel. Here they are.
Hey, what's up, niggers? This is Gabe coming from the cabin on IRC on FNET. We got a cool show today. We'll be reading it up with all the readies in the chan. Everybody say hi. We got a special guest here today. We got Hyphen joining us, imported from the south. Say hello.
Hello.
We'll have a good time here. We got a couple topics we're going to bring up. As a follow-up from our last show, I saw that Jenna Jameson is coming out with a porno ringtone. So I guess she kind of listened to our idea, and we're going to have to sue her ass now. Yeah, something I was talking about to Bob the other day, now that we're talking about, you know, people and different kind of people and respecting different people. I don't think the white people get enough respect. So I decided that we really need the International White Person Month. I mean, you got Black History Month and you got, you know, Hispanic Awareness Month. And everybody has something. I don't pay attention to these other kind of people enough to know what they are, but The whites need a little something. And you know how all the blacks, they get their scholarships and shit. We need the Outstanding White Person Award. So I thought maybe, you know,
Heroes, Rose, says who was your nominee for Whitey of the Month?
Well, it wouldn't be of the month, but it'd be maybe once a year, you know, the blacks, they nominate, you know, certain people for, I don't know, whatever they do. But the whites need something like that, and We need, you know, cash and prizes for, like, the Outstanding White Person of the Year Award. Just, I mean, the NIGS got one, why can't we? But, what do you think, Hyphen?
We need college funds, you know.
In the local town paper, not too long ago, how for an Asian Business Award is up for grabs in the town, submitted several white people.
I remember that, you showed me that. Yeah, up where Bob lives in Canada, there was, yeah, the Asian Business Award, and The Asians basically said, you know, you can be a part of our community, you can work where we work and live, you know, where we are, but, you know, if you try to nominate one of your white people, you're not going to get the award.
Right. Anglo-Saxons are evil.
Right.
You've got REIT.
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad idea. We need to be proud of our history, too.
White Power Month.
White Power
April. April.
April's not...
It's ours, damn it.
Because April's not anything special, is it?
Heroes shaves his head.
April free.
My head is already shaved. Yeah, it's
must be a south thing.
Possible. It Heroes is a southern thing.
Heroes says which one.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and point and click, get in there, talk about www.com, you got them naked chicks on there, man, you just go click, 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 it's real easy, man.
Whitey Awareness, White Power Month.
White Power Month.
April. So, I'm ready to celebrate it, we'll be working on that. I'm not gonna be segregating what kind of white people. I mean, there's different white people from all over the place, you know, the blacks are from Africa, and the whites are from all over the world, so there's... I'm a Finnish white, you know, there's German whites, there's even African whites, you know, there's whites all over the world.
And there's those damn French, you know.
And there's, yeah. There's nothing wrong with French people, they have a nice language. The French Canadians, they don't exactly know where they fit. I guess even white French Canadians would be a part of the White Power Month.
Oh,
because,
absolutely.
You know, I'm not going to, you know, cut them out of the white power just because they're...
Bobby P says it's all about skin color.
That's right. I mean, the only thing that distinguishes a white person from another person is their color. We're just going to let people...
Bobby P says, can you imagine the backlash from White Month?
The backlash or the blacklash? Yeah, and I have no problem with that.
Heroes says Jesse Jackson Jr.
Right. He would be the first to endorse it, I'm sure. He'd be all about it. Yeah.
I wonder if we could get Mr. Bush there to endorse the White Power Month.
Hasn't he already?
At least there's something good about him. His skin color. But that's about it. That's all we got. Podcast Alley. What's the deal? We're getting all these votes. I guess people totally dig this show somehow, and as much as we think that we would offend everyone, people seem to dig it, I guess. I don't know. What do you guys think? That's it's pretty nuts.
Offensive is good.
Offensive is good, apparently.
J00 said they must be all white and straight.
All white and straight. Most of us, anyways. Hey, Hyphen?
Well, you know, but maybe a couple exceptions.
Couple exceptions. Hey, or whatever.
You've got REIT.
But yeah, we got like 40 votes on a Podcast Alley, which is totally crazy. I mean, who's voting for us? Who's listening to us? I have like no statistics on who's listening to this show.
Bobby T says, are we in the top 50?
I don't know if we're in the top 50 or not. We may be close. I'm not sure what votes other people have. I haven't been really paying attention, but I don't know. Maybe we're close. I mean, the top 50, that's pretty nuts. We're a pretty new podcast. People are checking us out. Actually, yesterday, I sent Adam Curry the other day, telling him about the whole show notes process that we're doing, because I know he totally digs the show notes thing. And Adam Curry, do you remember him from MTV?
I do remember Adam Curry, and you know, I'd like to ask him and Robert Smith about some lipstick questions.
But yeah, I sent Adam Curry a email the other day telling him how I'm working the Readcast podcast site. But yeah, I sent Adam Curry an email. He totally talked about our show on his podcast, which is listened to by 5,000 people every day.
That 5, is 000. Awesome. Adam Curry.
Adam Curry
I
from
mean,
MTV.
The hair alone.
Says he
Hello.
Needs to send us cash.
Curry needs to send us cash? It sounds like he has enough to spare.
Absolutely. Absolutely. How much do guest stars get there, Gabe?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I have to figure out how much I get. And
okay.
We got to divide them on the cabiners here. I mean, it's pretty nuts. So this show's taken off, and I totally dig it.
Coming to you from the cabin on IRC, The Readcast. Come join in the conversation at any time at www.the-cabin.com. Again, that's www.the-cabin.com. We'll see you soon.
Anyone can join this conversation at any time that we're recording, so come and check us out. I mean, not a lot of people are taking advantage of it. People are listening to the show, but nobody really wants to join in, so come check us out. If you have something to say, I mean, you can come in as any name as you want.
Absolutely. You need feedback.
Yeah.
As long as you're white.
Come on.
I'm sorry.
If
did I say that out loud?
We don't take Asians either.
I thought I was muted. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean,
damn.
Even if you hate us, come join us. We'll let you say your piece, and then we'll kick your ass out of here.
Absolutely.
Bobby T says we love your hate.
Excellent.
Sounds like a Marilyn Manson song.
Oh, damn. Don't get me started.
We want your input. Send your audio comments and emails to gayback@thecabin.com and make yourself heard on the Readcast.
Those who want to say their piece
Heroes
to us,
around.
Those who are interested in saying their piece to us, who don't want to join in the cabin, we have a system set up. Come on, send us a voicemail. We've gotten a few now. We don't really want to play them because they're not anything worthwhile, just people saying hello. But, you know, give us a call, 1-619-367-6249. Give us a call, leave us a message, say something interesting. If you love us, if you hate us, say your piece. We'll play it on the show if it's interesting enough.
Absolutely.
If you're a boring, you know, boring fucker, we're not going to play it.
But send us your nominations for White Awareness Month.
Absolutely.
There you go. We'll be the central processing.
We only have 2 months to work on this.
The White Awareness
right,
Month.
Gabe?
Yeah, White Awareness Month, April. Yeah, send in your nominations, nominate yourself, nominate me. You can nominate Hyphen.
Absolutely. I'd be honored.
Yeah, he's white.
Yeah.
I mean, if you need proof, we can send pictures.
Absolutely.
We don't need people to take their word for it.
If you're going to be in the Los Angeles area and would like tickets to Hitler, call 213. Du wirst deine Krankenschwester brauchen!
Nazis can apply.
Was that, George W. Bush's inaugural address?
Something like
Sorry,
that.
I missed that. Yeah.
Hitler's so much cooler than
Bush. We need
to
spread our power.
Did you see him flash the Satan horns? The devil horns?
Satan horns. I did see the Satan horn. Yeah. Yeah. Trying to cover it up with a whole Texas bit.
Yeah, Texas.
We all know the truth, don't we?
Well, Texas, I think, is owned by Satan, isn't he?
The Bushes. So, yeah,
the Bushes,
definitely.
There you go.
Indirectly Satan.
Siren says, "What Joe saying about me?"
Oh, look who shows up!
Says it's Black Awareness Month, February, and March or just February.
According to the Blacks, Black Awareness Month is January through December. I don't know if that's official or not.
January 1st through December 31st?
Yeah, that's exactly
right. Because I feel that's what it is.
I swear, every time I look around, there's another poster that says, Celebrate Black Awareness Month, or Hispanic Awareness Month, or I don't know. The only one I don't think has an Awareness Month, and Kelly mentioned this the other day, is the Native Americans, the Indians. You never see them
Native
like...
Native Americans have totally been screwed, you know.
Yeah, well, they're not like...
We took everything and gave them casinos.
They're not cocky about it. It's like, yeah, we know we're cool, but we don't need to put posters up about it. We, you know, we don't need to do
Heroes
celebrations.
Says damn risk.
They're okay. They're not, you know.
Should we share White Awareness Month out of pity?
With the Indians?
Natives?
Maybe the lighter-skinned ones.
They could scalp us.
Not if we gave them the award.
Bobby
be winning
says
at casinos all year. Yeah, maybe we should hook up with the Indians. We get some deals at some casinos. Maybe they would give us a couple free nights at
good,
at the Ojibwa.
But not many of them are in Vegas, though, right?
No,
it's
not
all these
not
different
in Vegas.
Weird places.
We'd have to go to Milwaukee.
Says then we'll screw them over.
Yeah, we'd have to get in with the mafia here in Chicago to get good seats at Vegas. I
mafia
guess.
Awareness Month. Yeah. Well, there
Heroes
you go.
Says gotta hit the riverboat.
We'll give the award to a mafia member just so we can get something out of it. Listen to me. I sound like Bass Chica. Fucking giving people what they want so we can get what we want.
Whatever. Says gave you whore.
I am a whore.
At least you didn't drive 2.5 hours.
Well, Jiggies, we're a little over time now. But, hey, I just wanted to thank everyone for checking out our show today. We've been reading it up, and I think starting now...
Nice to meet you, Haifu.
Nice to meet you guys, too.
I think from now on, this is going to be a maybe 2 days a week, I think. 2 days a week, maybe Tuesdays and Thursdays.
I want to be a guest correspondent, Gabe.
Guest correspondent?
Yes.
You could totally call in.
I'll report on the white power movement.
So, Tuesdays and Thursdays, check your iPod or software Tuesday and Thursday nights, or... you know, Wednesday and Friday mornings or whatever, and you should find us, you know, bitching about shit, and you can entertain us. Check podcastalley.com, leave a couple comments. See ya.
Reality says I choose.
Bobby T says bye now.
Heroes and IG guy.